take back your authority is something worth fighting for. Ever since the serpent deceived Eve and the disobedience of Adam, humankind lost their authority to have dominion over the earth. God gave Adam a charge to keep, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. The trees in the garden were beautiful and good to eat. They were like orchids for man and woman to enjoy. All Adam had to do is to take care and maintain, that is, preside over the garden like a husband is given the charge to take care of his family. Failing to do so is to deny the faith and to become worse than an infidel. When Adam ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he decided what was best for him and his family, as opposed to trusting and believing in what God said. Thus he gave away his God-given authority and became obedient to Satan. He became the tail and not the head, and was blinded from the truth. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Satan turns off the light in our mind, but Jesus turns it on. One cannot operate in their God-given authority when one is no longer in the position where God assigned them. The purpose of the work of Christ upon this earth was to put us back into position and to declare war and fight. Not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We fight against one another in our homes, our churches, our communities, and we declare war against our neighboring nations. But our real enemy is Satan. Much like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was a non-violent resistor, who attacked the evil system of segregation and racial discrimination rather than the individuals who happened to be caught up in the system, Jesus fights against evil. Take back your authority and reclaim your God-given authority to have dominion over the earth. One can only do this by getting back into position and having a right relationship with God. When we are in a right relationship with God, we will have a right relationship with one another. Jesus is our authority. When he regained our God-given authority, when he died on Calvary's cross, was buried and rose again by the power of God. Jesus is our authority because he said, "All authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth." Those who confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We were saved from the power of sin to have authority over us. Jesus is our authority because he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Jesus is our authority when he said to us, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world." Get ready, saints, because at the end of the age, God will show that God has authority over all. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of our Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever."